We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search isn't for a candidate at all. So stop your search and start matching with Indeed. If you need to hire, then you need Indeed. Indeed is the matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that is where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. If you're interested, go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code MANIFEST to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code MANIFEST to save 15% off on your purchase. That's boncharge.com/manifest. Best. Hi guys, and welcome back to another episode of Manifest with Tori DeSimone. I'm your host, you guessed it, Tori DeSimone, and today we are back for another episode. Today we're going to be talking about 6 tips to live and lead a quote-unquote healthy lifestyle this summer. I definitely want to emphasize the quote unquote because healthy looks different for everyone and it's going to be different for everyone. Everyone, I want to remind you, is in a different season of life. So I can't just come on here and be like, oh, eat this salad every day and go for a 3-hour walk every day, because everyone is different. Everyone's version of healthy is so different. And I feel like I've really learned that in the last 2 years. Since starting the show, I started this in May of 2019, so I've been doing it for 3 years. In the first year of the show, I was definitely in a different mindset when it came to health and fitness, and the last 2 years, I've really switched that, and I feel like I'm in a really, really good place, and I'm happy to share the place that I'm in, because it really lives the 80-20 lifestyle, and it also really is rooted in enjoying your life at the end of the day. And so anyway, that was my tangent. So anyway, these are 6 tips to lead and live a quote unquote healthy lifestyle. I say that as I look for my coffee that I have. I'm recording this up on the deck again. I did this last week too, while I was like trying to beat a thunderstorm, but today it is just absolutely stunning out this morning. I'm in my bathing suit. I have SPF on and I'm recording this just on the deck, and it's just incredible. It's so amazing. After this, I'm going to head down to the beach. It's a Friday when I'm recording this, summer Fridays. And yeah, it's just a really great day. I hope you guys are all having a great day and soaking up the sun wherever you guys are as well. And just enjoying your Mondays. So kind of what I touched on a little earlier, summer is definitely an 80-20 mindset, meaning 80% of the time we are doing what's quote unquote healthy for us, what's best for us in that moment. And then 20% of the time, that's when we can do whatever we want. And I also want to say that you don't need like permission to eat a cheeseburger or drink a pina colada. I talk about pina coladas like a lot in this episode, you'll hear. But you don't ever need permission, and nothing that you do ever needs to be justified. You don't need to say to yourself like, oh, well, I went for a run, so now I can do da-da-da. No, you don't have to earn anything in your life. You're here to enjoy your life. But I personally find that when I nourish myself in terms of workouts or what I eat or how much water I drink, I tend to just overall feel better. And at the end of the day, regardless of what I say in this episode, I just want you to feel your best. And this is essentially like 6 tips to feel your best this summer, at least from my perspective. I just want you to feel your best in everything that I do. And if you living your life, you feel your best by, you know, going for a 3-mile run every single day, or by not going for a run ever, or by drinking a smoothie, or whatever it is that makes you feel your best, hone in on that, because I just find that I'm overall happier, more energetic, more pleasant to be around when I nourish myself. And I think it's cool to look after yourself, and it's cool to nourish yourself, and it's cool to put yourself first and to prioritize how you feel. Not every day is going to be perfect, but you know, you shouldn't even have a perfect day. Not every day should be perfect. What's the saying where, I mean, there's a couple of sayings where people say life happens when you're busy making plans, or what's the other one? God laughs when you make plans. It's true. Life is unpredictable, and nothing about life is perfect. So we can't expect and strive for perfection every day either. And that goes without saying that not every moment of every day is going to go according to plan. And part of leading a healthy lifestyle is acknowledging that and accepting that and rolling with the punches of life. But this summer and this life, but I'm essentially talking about summer because I'm just in the summer mindset. I'm like so summer, it's unreal. Above all else, I just want you to enjoy your life. And this is a theme that we'll keep coming back to as well. But enjoying your life is going to look different for everyone in the season of life that you're in. Maybe some are training to do a competition and you're very dialed in. I just finished season, 9 of Jersey Housewives when Teresa was in her competition and they were going to like Cabo and she wasn't drinking. She was bringing broccoli everywhere. And I'm like, girl, good for you. I didn't really understand it. And then she went on the stage and they showed the competition. I was like, man, she looks so good. I almost was like, should I do it? And I was like, no way. That could not be for me. But that's what inspired that. So thank you, Teresa Giudice. But some people may be training for a competition and they're more dialed in now than ever before. Or maybe some are working a lot and they're on a very, I don't want to say strict, but they have, you know, a routine and a schedule that they have to stick to. Maybe some just graduated and you have the summer off before you have to go back in the fall or you start work in the fall. Regardless of what your summer looks like, everyone's is going to look different. And besides the point that every day and every season looks different for someone, just remember to live your life and enjoy your days at the end of it. I don't know about you, but I waited a long, cold 9 months for this summer. And I will be damned if I skip out on summer activities, summer foods, summer adventures, summer happy hours, just so I can have a perfectly healthy and consistent schedule routine every single day. Miss me with that. There's no way I'm going to be perfect every single day. And I don't want to be perfect every single day. Summer also isn't just about, you know, the drinks and the food. I know I talk about that a lot, but it's not. It's not just about drinks. It's not just about food. It's also about it being the best time to actually be more active and to live this life of fresh foods and water and activities and walks and, you know, all these great things that summer allows us to do because we can actually go outside. It's not so bone-chilling cold that we have to stay in. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search isn't for a candidate at all, so stop your search and start matching with Indeed. If you need to hire, then you need Indeed. Indeed is the matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. So ditch the busy work and use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I've been using Indeed for years, and one of the things that I love the most about it is that it just makes hiring really easy. So all I have to do is post a job description, and the candidates that match exactly what I'm looking for get sent right to me. So I don't have to filter through anyone that's like unqualified or anyone that isn't exactly what I'm looking for. Like, I get exactly what I'm looking for. And then the hard part actually becomes hiring the best person, because everyone is almost overqualified for the job. So I really love it. I get to leverage over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day. So the Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more that you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that is where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. So from blue light glasses, strobe light therapy, to EMF management and circadian-friendly lighting, Boncharge products help you naturally address the issues of our modern day way of life effortlessly with maximum impact. One of my favorite products from Boncharge is their infrared sauna blanket. I loved sauning and I have for a really long time, but the problem is I always have to go to the gym, and a lot of times I want a sauna at night when I'm cozy at home. I just don't want to leave. That's why using the infrared sauna blanket at home has been so amazing. This is a really great way to ease stress and unwind at the end of the day. It's also really good to detoxify, and it promotes lower inflammation in the body, which is really, really huge. What's also really cool is that because this is a blanket, your head is out of it. So it's honestly, I find it's easier to stay in this longer. And because my head is out of it, I'm able to like read a little bit longer, and my body still gets all the good benefits that I get while being in the sauna blanket. It's really easy to set up, and it's also really easy to clean. It takes less than a minute to set up. It heats up really quickly, and I can enjoy like a 30, 40 minute session in the sauna blanket while I'm relaxing, reading, watching TV, meditating. While if I'm in the sauna, I can really only stay in it for like 15 minutes because it gets so hot and uncomfortable, but because my head's out, I'm able to stay in it longer, but I still get all the benefits of it. I just feel so much more relaxed after my sessions. I just feel really, really good, and I just love ending my night with a sauna. Boncharge ships worldwide in rapid time. They have free shipping on every sauna blanket. They also have easy returns and exchanges, and they have a 12-month warranty. If you're interested, go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15% off on your purchase. That's boncharge.com/manifest. You can live and lead a healthy lifestyle while enjoying yourself. And that's pretty much the whole premise of today's episode. You can get your friends involved. You can get your family involved. You can get your significant others involved. It's just the best time. And I also don't think that there's a better time of year than the summertime to lead a healthy lifestyle. These tips that I'm about to give can be applied on vacation, in your regular day-to-day routine, and they will help you enjoy the benefits of summer while you practice these habits. In my eyes, it's a win-win situation, and I'm excited to get into them. So without further ado, let's just get into them. Here are my tips. Number one is to find movement daily. Strive for light activity each day. This can be walks. I think walks are like the easiest way to get in movement every day and a really fun way to do it in the summertime. These can include walks to the beach. They can be walks on the beach. They can be walks to work if you're in walking distance. If you are at college and you take classes, walk to class. If you're down at the Jersey Shore and you go to Stride Sea Isle, walk to your spin class, walk to your job if you can, walk to go see the sunrise or go to see the sunset, walk with your friends, walk with your family, walk with your dog. There are so many opportunities to take walks, and honestly, it's also just a really great way to break up the day. Last Monday, I was working on my planners, and after doing that for a couple of hours, I went outside and I went for, I think it was like an hour and 15 minute walk, and it was just amazing. Such a great way to break up the day. I got a little tan while I did it. It was just awesome. Walks are the best. You will be amazed at how even a 30 minute walk will drastically change your day. One of my favorite quotes that I got from Nick Bear, and he got this from his running coach, I think his name's Jeff Cunningham. He said, it's about being consistently good rather than occasionally great. A 15 to 30 minute walk each day is consistently good, which is better than occasionally great, which would be, for example, like a 2 hour walk 2 days a week. Having some light activity each day is just incredible and will really, really change your whole day. And it acts as like a domino effect. Like once you start getting active, it's kind of hard to stop. I say it all the time, but a body in motion stays in motion. And a 30-minute walk, even 15 minutes, just taking your dog around the block will ignite your brain to either keep doing some sort of light movement. Maybe it'll spark creative juices and you want to get back to work. Maybe it will make you want to cook a great breakfast. Who knows what it's going to do, but it's going to light something up inside of you that wasn't previously lit before the walk. It's a great way to break up the day. It's my favorite way to take a break from work and get outside. I love walking, and especially in the summer, it's just the best to soak it up, soak up the sun, feel the warmth, and enjoy the walks. I'm also someone that, like, I just really thrive in the warm weather. I would always rather be hot than cold. Maybe that's just me, but I would just like go outside just to feel the heat. Like if I could live in a sauna for my whole life, I really feel like. And if I could take a walk in a sauna, I probably would. All right, some other examples of light movement. Spin class, you guys know I love spin. Pilates, running in the summer. It's probably the only time that I run. Like I tried to run over the winter, wasn't happening. I just don't love it as much as I do in the summer. And also there's like a bridge that connects my town to the next town down at the Jersey Shore. It's called the Avalon Bridge. Running over that is absolutely euphoric because when you look out to the left, you see the ocean, and then to the right is the bay, and the only thing that separates that is the bridge that you're running over, and then you see like houses in the distance. Oh my God, it is so incredible, and it's just the best way to start the day. So running in the summertime is like one of my favorite ways to get active, and for me, like a 30-minute run is incredible for me. And it just feels great. It's something very bite-sized and digestible for me to do a couple times a week, even once a week. And it just feels so good. I love a good run, especially at the beach. Lifting, CrossFit, whatever it takes to get you active. Riding your bike is also another really fun way to be active in the summertime. It's so funny because I remember like before being, I don't know, like maybe 19, I totally stopped riding my bike after I was like 12. And then when I was at college, I borrowed my roommate's bike and I totally forgot how to ride a bike. And then when I came down to the shore, I was like, I need to remember how to ride a bike. And I like had to teach myself again how to ride a bike. And it's so funny because I own like spin studios for a living. Like that's my whole career is bikes. And I didn't know how to ride a real bike. It was so crazy. But anyway, riding your bike is such a fun activity in the summertime. You can ride it pretty much anywhere that you would walk or that you would drive. Like if you can ride your bike to work instead of driving, that's awesome. It's just a really great way to get active, and it's going to do the same thing as a walk. Like it's just going to ignite something in your brain that you wouldn't have done before. It's just these simple switches of instead of driving to go get coffee, I'll walk to get coffee, or I'll walk to go, or I'll ride my bike to go get coffee. It's just these little switches that you can do every day that repeated make a huge impact on your life. And it just leads this really healthy lifestyle that comes super organically and super natural. Some other fun things to do in the summertime is swim. I almost forgot this one. How fun is it to swim in the ocean, in the bay, at a lake, in a pool, at the gym, if they have a pool there? It's so fun to swim. And like, don't you guys remember like being a kid, going to the pool, swimming, and then going home, showering, and just being like exhausted from swimming all day? It's because swimming is such great exercise and we don't even realize it because we have so much fun. Like literally, even if you're a grown adult, go in the ocean and play mermaids with your friends. Okay, I need to take my own advice with that because I'm low-key afraid of the ocean. I don't know, I need to get over it this summer. But I just feel like the waves kind of freak me out, if I'm gonna be honest. But anyway, just even floating in the ocean, like treading water, like it's just really great forms of movement that we almost don't even think about, but it counts. And it's a way to just get active. That's what this is about, getting active. Some other ways are like water skiing, if you're into that. Tubing, because then when you fall off the tube, you have to like swim to get back on. Hell yeah. Essentially what I'm getting at is that just find one way each day to be active. Even if you're like on vacation and sitting on the beach, just get up and go take a beach walk for 15 minutes. You will feel amazing afterwards. It's also a fun way to break up your beach day. It doesn't have to be like, today I'm going to work out from 9 to 10 and do da-da-da. It can literally be like, you're on the beach and you're like, you know what? I want to go swim in the ocean. That's activity and it's going to make you feel amazing. Just finding gentle daily movement each day is such a great tip for leading a healthy lifestyle in the summer. My second tip is to eat fresh. And I don't know about you, but in the summer, I love eating all the fresh summer foods that in the winter I don't want to eat. In the winter, I want to eat like soups and oatmeal and hearty foods. But in the summer, I want light, fresh foods. Smoothies, fruit, acai bowls, grilled vegetables, any like grilled meats. Like we had chicken kebabs the other night, grilled steaks. Salmon, mahi-mahi, which I actually don't like, but I'm going to make myself like it this summer, besides the point, like Greek salads, corn, seafood, all these just super fresh foods that we typically don't eat in the colder months are amazing to eat in the summertime. And it's such a great way to nourish your body. Sorry if you just heard the wind. There was like a literal gust of wind that just started coming over the rooftop deck. Please hold on the wind. Thank you so much. Incorporating fresh foods every single day is a great goal to have. And look, it doesn't have to be every meal. It's rarely every meal for me. Like, I'm not going to have like something fresh every single meal. That would be amazing, but it's just not really realistic. But even if you can just incorporate like, you know, let's say for breakfast, instead of eggs and toast, maybe you do a smoothie with a bunch of fresh fruits. Or at dinner, if you're going to have just pasta, maybe you do pasta as a side dish and then also incorporate like grilled veggies and grilled steak or something like that. Like grilled in the summertime is it. It's like the summer food. There is nothing better than grilled when it comes to dinner. But it's a great time for fresh seasonal food. The summer food is just so good and like so light feeling. Like every time I'm done eating, I just feel so good and so energized with summer foods. I love them. It's a really great way to eat fresh this summer and to just enjoy all that the summer seasonal foods have to have. My third tip is to drink more water, and this honestly really goes without saying, but staying hydrated throughout the hot days will not only make you feel like you have a lot more energy, but overall, it's just so good for you guys. You don't need me to sit here and tell you like the benefits of drinking water, but it's definitely important. Drinking a lot of water this summer is just going to make you feel absolutely amazing. Also, when you go out to bars or you do happy hours, just have like a water with your drink. It's going to make you feel so much better the next morning, and you will be able to just like, you know, get up and get after it and seize the day. If I'm being totally honest, I've never had a hangover, but I think it's also because I've never just drank enough to where I could get a hangover. I don't drink a ton. But that's just what I hear. You know, have a glass of water with each drink. Let me know if that actually helps. I think it does. Okay, so number four, we're going to transition into less like tangible, like, go for a walk, eat a salad, drink water vibe. And we're going to go for more body image because I think this really plays a huge part in leading a healthy lifestyle for the summer. My fourth tip is to stop getting caught up in a body image comparison and in a body image war with yourself. It is so easy to get caught up in a body image comparison and to compare yourself with other people that you see on the beach or at bars or, you know, wherever it is. We just, you know, we tend to see people wearing shorts and tank tops and bathing suits, and you can obviously see more of someone's body. You guys don't want me to explain this to you, but you know what I mean. It's easy to look and it's easy to compare. The three tips that I actually said above, movement, fresh foods, and water, should be a constant reminder that you are already showing yourself love and nourishment every single day. And your body, however it looks right now, is a result of that. You are nourishing your body. You are showing your body love. And your body is a reflection of that. And how beautiful is that? Your body is properly nourished, properly looked after, and it's in the best possible form for this season of your life. And you should be proud of that. Regardless of how someone else looks, that doesn't matter because that's not you. There is no comparison in how you feel internally. How you feel internally with eating what feels best for you, drinking however much water feels best for you, going on the 15-minute walk. That's what really matters, how you feel on the inside. And that you can't compare on the outside. Two summers ago, for example, I was like wildly insecure with my body. This was right when we were coming out of COVID. I was really struggling and I just really hated how I looked, and I turned to food for comfort. And because of that, I was just extremely insecure and extremely uncomfortable, especially on the beach. I've been there. I know how it feels. It's a really tough position to be in. But I remember getting dressed every day and not liking how I looked and feeling really horrible about it. I made podcast episodes about it. I was just very insecure. But now when I look back on that summer, I don't remember any of that. I'll tell you what I do remember. I remember the memories that I made, the friendships that I formed. I remember the stories that I tell. And that to me is so much more important. I don't remember what so-and-so's body looked like or what I did and didn't feel like in my bathing suit. At the end of the day, comparing your body to someone else's is wasted energy and it simply does not matter. Comparing how you look to someone else won't make you look like them and it won't increase your mood. Shocker. But what will boost your mood is taking care of yourself and enjoying yourself. Loving yourself for this version of you, loving yourself for the body that allows you to find daily movement, eat fresh foods, and enjoy your life. The body image comparison will get you nowhere and is simply just wasted energy. This summer, rather than comparing ourselves to, you know, the other girls that we see, even on TikTok, Instagram, wherever it is, this summer we are choosing to love ourselves because that is what's going to stick with you. How you felt this entire summer and the memories that you made and the joys that you experienced, that is what's going to stick with you. Not how you felt in your bathing suit, not how you felt when some other girl walked by and you thought she looked maybe better than you. You comparing yourself to her or to him, whoever it is that you're comparing yourself to, is never going to make you feel better, one, and it's not going to make you look more like them, too. Also, what they look like on the outside, that's all that you see. It's about the inside, the nourishing. All that stuff is truly what matters. So this summer, we are loving ourselves, and it's as simple as that. We're choosing to embrace and to accept ourselves, nourish ourselves, and look after ourselves. My fifth tip is not letting perfection get in the way of a good time. Summer is meant for making memories. Going out, staying up late, waking up early, happy hours, beach drinks, weekend activities, pool parties, they are all meant to be enjoyed this summer. Don't let the fear of not eating your best or how you'll look in a bathing suit after you drink a pina colada or eat a hamburger from a cookout stop you from eating the damn pina colada. Did I say eating? Drinking the damn pina colada or eating the burger. Going back to what I said earlier, you're only going to remember the good times, not how you felt afterwards. Life is a balance and you have to look at yourself. Wait, I think I said that wrong. Life is a balance. Look after yourself. That's what I meant. Life is a balance and it's time to look after yourselves, but enjoy the moments that you can quote unquote indulge. And indulge should come without guilt. You look amazing. You are amazing. You're allowed to do anything that you want because Life is meant to be lived. Life is meant to be lived. The seventh tip that I have is a bit more tangible again, and it's to do one thing each day that feeds your soul. This could be like reading a book in the sun, taking a beach walk, going out for lunch in the middle of a work day, stop writing your essay at 5 p.m. to go hang out with friends, get a massage, do a face mask, put on a cute outfit and take some pictures. Just one thing a day to feed the soul. Living a healthy lifestyle doesn't just mean, you know, eat the foods that make you feel good and do movement that makes you feel good, but it's about nourishing the soul. And I want you to nourish it just as much as you would your physical body, just as you would your mind, just as you would your organs with all the water. It's just as important to nourish the soul. At the end of the day, guys, life is a dance. And don't let the practice of the dance, the 80% of your life that you want to look a certain way, stop you from living, stop you from having an insane, amazing 20% of your life. You need to enjoy your life. It's all about balance. You can have, you know, nights where you get blackout drunk and then wake up at 6 a.m. on Monday morning and take Pilates. Those two versions of yourself can exist at the same time. Work hard, play hard. Have a great time. Enjoy your life. Life is so much more than looking the best in your bathing suit. It's so much more than having a salad at every single meal because you think that's what's going to be best for you of how you look and how you feel. Yes, you might feel great, but you also feel great when you have, you know, these indulgences that we like to have in life, like drinking a pina colada, staying up late, going to get ice cream with friends. Like, that's what life is about. Start living your life. You have your entire life to eat a green salad, drink a green juice. If you want whatever if you want a pina colada, drink the pina colada. I told you I was going to talk a lot about pina coladas. It's because I had one yesterday and I was like, this is so good. We went to like this beach bar yesterday and all I wanted was pina colada. So I got a virgin one and it was just amazing. Like, literally tasted so good. And now it's all that's on my mind. I'm definitely going to get another one today. It was so good. Life is meant to be enjoyed. So I really encourage you guys to start living and to start enjoying your life as best as you can. And that is how you live a healthy lifestyle this summer. Guys, I hope you all enjoyed today's episode. Short and sweet, but tangible with takeaways. That's my favorite kind of episode to put out there. If you guys have any tips, I would love to see them posted on your stories, and I'll be sure to repost it on my story as well. Thank you guys so much for listening and for supporting this podcast always. It truly means the world to me, and I love you guys so much. And I can't wait to talk to you guys all very soon. I guess that's all. Be sure to follow me on Instagram at Tori Sterling. _@ToriSterling_, and I'll talk to you guys all next Monday. Happy Manifest Monday, guys.